Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we have for you today. We're going to be talking about, marketing, but we're going to be talking about it kind of differently. You know, people hear the term marketing and they're like, well, guess what? What do you think Facebook is? And every other social media network out there. The question then becomes, how do we, present ourselves into the world? How do we take a moment to get our message across so that we can be heard and understood? You know, this has been, for me, quite an interesting journey. We have a couple of sound clips that talk about, I don't know if Benny can pull them up, but every once in a while, there'll be something that comes out of my mouth, and I'm not quite sure what it is. I think the last one I did was slapping happy to the bank. But the point is that our words are power. And they represent an energy and a vibration. And that's why I have two of the best joining me here today. I want to start out with Linda Joy. She is a friend, colleague. This is a woman that inspires people to be inspirational. I'll say that again. She inspires people to be inspirational. What that means is that, you know, it isn't simply about her being the publisher, the speaker, the conscious business entrepreneur, the founder of Aspire Magazine, best-selling author. She invites people to play with her. And what I mean by that is she will invite people out there, you know, to author a chapter in a book with her. She'll invite people to be part of Aspire Magazine. You know, she'll invite amazing conscious entrepreneurs to be part of her phenomenal marketplace. And she invites all of you to be part of her magazine by contributing a free subscription to the digital magazine. And she's been doing this because she's on a mission. She is on a mission to make sure that at least 100,000 women, our people, 100,000 people, men and women, are part of this movement. Her dedication to provide a venue, a platform, an opening, a vibration, whatever it is you want to call it, where women can share their stories, where we can stand upon the shoulders of all that have come before, so that we could truly get ready for the new paradigm. And we're going to talk about what that is. Today, Linda is joined, and we are joined by Lisa Mannion, an award-winning author, copyright strategist. You're going to find out what that is in a minute. And her mission to give women a voice, to turn their ideas into something that matters. This is so important right now. You know, many of us that do what we do are lost for words. As a matter of fact, I need to be talking to Lisa after the show and do a little partnership with her. Because one of the things that I've had to work so hard on, because it's not my strength, is the written word and how to say things in writing that are going to appeal to the highest vibration we have on the planet. You know, she's joining us here today as a founding member and council member of the Women Speakers Association, founding member of the Extraordinary Business Council. And now these two women on the show today are getting ready to share everything that they have learned about what does it mean to be extremely successful, give back to the world, and teach other people how to do what they've done. welcome to the show. It is great to have both of you ladies on the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, Pat, as you know, I love joining you, and I am excited that Lisa is with us today because I love the work Lisa's doing in the world also.
So, Linda, let me ask you this question. You and I have been, oh, my gosh. I was thinking about this the other day. Linda Joy, my very special guest. I was thinking about this the other day. I've tried to remember when we first met. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it goes back a bunch of years. It goes back when there was a paper copy, right?
Yes, we were a print publication. And we started sponsoring events with you on the West Coast, even though we were East Coast publication, but it was such a connection.
It was amazing. So,
we've been playing since then, and then when we went virtual, our worlds collided even more, and the collaborative spirit just took over, and we've been playing in the sandbox ever since.
I love it. You know, what would you say, and I'm going to ask Lisa this question as well, what is the new paradigm, and why do we need to understand and see things differently? I don't know. Do you want to answer that, Linda, or should we go right to Lisa?
Well, I think Lisa is today, you know, really wants to talk about the new marketing paradigm for success. But the paradigm overall, I believe, is collaboration, authenticity, and integrity. And I want to give a little background of why I love what Lisa's doing. When Lisa and I first connected personally, and you know this about me, Pat, when something resonates with me that deeply, I want to play.
Yeah, me too.
And Lisa and I had some phone calls together, and I just said, I want to learn more about what she's doing in the world and how I can get that in front of my audience, because my audience is made up of conscious entrepreneurs, mostly women who are good at what they do, but they don't know how to market themselves in a way that's integritous, in a way that's authentic to them. And that's what Lisa's gift is. And Lisa, I think you should take the question from there about what is this new marketing strategy and paradigm that you're so passionate about.
Lisa, and welcome to the show. It is such an honor to have you here.
I am so honored to be here and to share my passion around this topic, because things are shifting and we need to be a part of this shift. Dr. Pat, what I have found is that the traditional marketing and copywriting formulas that are being taught are just not working. And I'm going to explain what copywriting is really quick so the audience understands. It's really the written part of any of your marketing materials, which is the foundation of getting our message out to the world. So in the world of copywriting, there's an industry adage that says copy is king, and I've found that copy is actually queen, and content strategy or strategy is king. You see, really, together, they have to be working to get results, and even the best copy in the world, you can write the best copy in the world and have your written word up on your website, but if you don't have a strategy to get people there, it's not going to work. So I'm really challenging that age-old industry adage that copy is king with the notion copy is queen and strategy is king, because they're truly the feminine and masculine energies of marketing. If they're not working together, it's a struggle. So that's kind of the first part of it. But the second part of it is there's a formula out there that is just so energetically out of alignment that I can't stand it anymore, so I'm speaking up, and that is the problem, agitate, and solve formula. It just doesn't feel right, and it's not resonating with women and highly conscious business owners, including men. And what's really working is the new copywriting formula that I've created that's the challenge, solution, invitation model. Here's what I mean by that. In the traditional formula, you're supposed to find out what the problem is and then agitate it, kind of poke at it to bring up those raw, vulnerable emotions, and then focus on those pain points and then finally come in to solve them. I mean, does that feel good to anyone? I believe people are in enough pain. We don't need to be agitated to make a decision. In fact, especially for women, when someone acknowledges our challenges in the new challenge solution invitation formula, we feel better about someone understanding that, right? They get where we're coming from. And then what's even better is if they have a solution. And then to make it even better, like the cherry on top, they're inviting us. A kind, friendly, genuine invitation, not some kind of hard sell pitch. And that's really what I think is happening, because nothing truly flows when it comes from a place of pain and fear. And if we're being taught to market in that way, no wonder people don't like to market. It doesn't feel good. It's counterintuitive. if it's approached in that manner.
And, you know, this is so interesting. We're having this conversation because, you know, I just had this. I have to tell you, like 2 days ago, I didn't have your I didn't have your structure for presenting it, because the thing that I think as a woman entrepreneur that I really get caught in the middle of is I go to, you know, it doesn't feel right. Well, what doesn't feel right about it? And I'm like, I don't know, but I get it just doesn't feel right. I mean, well, you're not helping us. What do you want us to write? What do you mean it doesn't feel right? I mean, you know, Lisa, I get lost at trying to explain what doesn't feel right about something, especially around marketing and messages.
That's common. That's really common. And that's why I really believe that the challenge, solution, and invitation formula, when applied to all of our marketing messages, is going to absolutely change the way people are marketing their business and the way that people relate to one another in the marketing realm.
Well, you know, we are going to talk about this and much more because let me just say there are a couple things that I want to say. I'm not sure, Linda, how long you and Lisa have been hanging out. But one of the things that I will tell you about Aspire Magazine, when you get your digital version or when you go to the website, you have such a wonderful feeling. There's something that opens up in your heart. You know, it's a little smile on your face. And so what I am saying to everyone is that we can learn a new way to present ourselves, a new way to market ourselves. And if you think, this is what I learned, if you think that you are not marketing yourself just about in every part of your life, when we come back from break, we're going to shine a light on that. There's something that all of us can learn. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. We've got a really, really cool invitation for you, fabulous giveaway, and much more. We'll be right back.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
It's like, I don't know if you're slapping happy to the bank. Yeah, that was, thank you, Benny, for digging that clip up. Yeah, that's it. Slapping happy to the bank. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Chosen Talk Radio to Thrive By. And yeah, I love having Linda and Lisa join us here today. Now, before we get into it again, and we're going to get into the conversation in a very, very energetic and inspiring way, I want to make sure that for those of you out there that are looking to find your voice, you're looking to make a difference, heart-centered entrepreneurs, you know, this is really cool what Lisa has put together. It's free, by the way. May 8th, mark that down. May 8th. It's a call for all of us heart-centered entrepreneurs to find our voice and make a difference. Create marketing messages with integrity. Now, please write the website down. It's www.write, with like handwriting, W-R-I-T-E. So www.writeoncreative. Got that? That's such a cool play on words. writeoncreative.com/integrity. I'll say it again. www.writeoncreative.com/integrity. And what will happen is you will be able to sign up and register for this amazing call. Everyone who registers for free, this is a free call, you will receive Lisa's powerful copywriting action plan, and we're going to find out what that is in a minute. For the rest of you that are not or have not been receiving Linda Joy's fabulous Aspire magazine, this is free, free subscription for those of you out there. I want to make sure that you get over there and go to missiontoinspire.com, and you'll get your free subscription and thousands in bonus gifts. Thank you both, Linda and Lisa, for joining us here today. And thank you for your generous gifts. Lisa, can we just chat for a minute about the May 8th call and give our listeners a little insider information about what that's going to be about?
You bet. I'm really, really excited about this call. And Linda Joy is actually going to be interviewing me, so you'll get to have fun with both of us again on this call. But it's really important for us, especially for heart-centered entrepreneurs who have really big missions and are struggling to share it in a way that doesn't feel icky or salesy, to be on this call, because there's a different way. The way that I've been talking a little bit about, the challenge solution invitation model, and also just getting really in alignment with your values and your mission. So everything's tying together to create those marketing messages with ease instead of it being a struggle. So we're going to talk a lot about that on the call. We're really going to dive in and talk a lot about the number one barrier to marketing success for women. Share some tips on what you can do now to increase your own success. And I'm also going to share three key foundational pieces that must be in place in order for you to truly succeed. And this is directly related to creating your marketing messages with integrity. It's really going to give people the tools to move forward and start marketing in a way that feels good. And we're going to talk a lot about why you must be crystal clear on who you're here to serve, too. So there'll be great, juicy takeaway tips. And, of course, Linda, Joy, and I always have a blast when we do anything together. And you'll get tons of information that you can put into action right away.
I want to ask you a question about this because, you know, and for those of you out there, I just signed up for the call. You can go to writeoncreative.com, writeoncreative, and it's W-R-I-T-E, like handwriting, writeoncreative.com/integrity. It'll take you right there. Took me like 30, not even, took me like 10 seconds to sign up. So I'm registered and ready to go. And I so want to learn this because, Lisa, for so long, there has been a paradigm that has been, and I have seen this happen in keynote presentations, in teleseminars. I have seen the speaker use guilt and shame to get people to buy things and to act in such a strange way. And I think that's kind of what you're referring to the old paradigm, or not?
It's exactly what I'm referring to. And in fact, I just got chills when you said that, because this is such an important message. And you're right. What's been happening is people are being guilted and shamed, and they're pain points are being manipulated in order to make a sale, and that just does not feel good. It's not right. It's just not something that's done with integrity, in my opinion. And that's why I've always actually taught people to do things in a different way. So it's interesting when all of the marketers out there, or the majority of them, are teaching this problem, agitate, solve formula, and then people come to me because they want help with their messaging, and they're giving me all the pain points of their clients. I'm like, wait, we don't want to focus on that. I mean, it's important to a degree, yes, but that's not how we want to move people into doing business with us, because business is truly a relationship. It's not just about treating people as numbers. It's not just about making a buck. It goes so far beyond that, especially if you have a big, giant mission to share with the world. So what I'm helping people do is to create their marketing message in a way that supports their mission, that creates palatable marketing messages that are in the right vibration to truly make a change in the world.
So let's talk a little bit about, and maybe give some examples about messaging and messages. And the reason that I think it's so important to be crystal clear, and this is what you talk about, you say you must be crystal clear about who you are here to serve. Let's talk about that, because that in itself is a different paradigm. You know what I'm saying? It's like we forget sometimes who the client is, who we are serving. And, you know, being on radio, you really don't forget, because your listeners will remind you if you think that you're serving something other than who they are. And it's been an interesting journey. I mean, that's why we have been, for the past 5 years, voted in the top number one spot. And it is so important to all of us that we make sure we're listening to the listeners. Or why bother do this? You know, why bother doing this if we're not going to give the listeners what they need? But help us understand why crystal clarity is so important. Because I haven't always been clear. I will tell you that.
That's common, Dr. Pat. I haven't always been clear either. I've just really stepped into owning my message and mission in this really powerful way in the past couple of years, and it does sometimes take time to develop that. But once you gain that crystal clarity about who you're meant to serve, things begin to flow. Opportunities open up, and business begins to come your way. So in order to figure out exactly who your ideal client is, you need to go back to your own values and missions and what you're here to achieve. And the bottom line is, it really goes back to our clients, our end users, or as you mentioned, your listeners, right? You do have a giant mission and message to share, but it's meant to be of service to your listeners, right? So we have to make sure that we're crafting whatever we're doing to truly solve the challenges that are out there, or to make people feel better, to make a change, to move things forward in a positive way. So what I see happen a lot, in fact, people come to me for messaging all the time, and I was just having a lively discussion with a client about this morning. We're working on web copy, and she can serve three different segments of people in kind of the corporate coaching arena. She's been challenged by that because she's really drawn to working with women, but she feels like if she declares that maybe she's going to be leaving people out. So sometimes fear will creep in, right, when you're making these decisions to own who you're here to serve. And once you fully choose who you're meant to work with, you're going to let go of all that angst that you're feeling. So right now she's moving through this process. She's going to step up and own that, and she's going to start serving women, and she'll be attracting more clients like crazy. Now, I kind of have a gift where I can often see the vision of where someone's going before they've owned it yet, so we've been working through this process a little bit to get her there. But once this clarity solidifies for her, she is going to just take off, because she won't be trying to separate her energy to speak to women, to speak to upper and corporate men, and fragmenting that message, right? Because if you try to be all things to everyone, you're going to end up being pretty much no one to anyone, which sounds a little bit harsh, but it's true, because if we dilute our message, we don't know exactly who we're here to serve or why we're here to serve them, and we try to be all things to everyone, it will be lost in translation. I mean, if I'm trying to get a message across to you, yet I'm trying to water it down so it might be more palatable to people who are less spiritual, there's going to be some translation loss.
Well, and, you know, part of this, too, is really getting to the place where you get in touch with your heart. I mean, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, it's one thing. And Linda, let me ask you about this, because, you know, it's one thing to have a message that you think is going to make you successful. And in a lot of cases, the message that you really want to come from your heart may or may not be that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I have to tell you something that, you know, Lisa and I never discussed, but Lisa, what you just said is important for everyone on the call, because Pat, before you and I even met, when Aspire was first born, it was not a woman's inspirational magazine. It actually was called Aspire Magazine for Body, Mind, and Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is I was stepping into who I was, and I was trying to discover my own voice. And what happened is about 18 months in, I realized this is not who I am. This speaking to everyone in the body, mind, spirit market was not my truth. My truth was speaking to women in an intimate way. And I took a big leap way back when Aspire was only 18 months old and said, I need to speak my truth and birth my brand according to my authenticity. So, Pat, what you've witnessed, especially because you've been part of our journey for a long time,
yeah,
is you have always asked me, oh, you know, who writes your stuff? I write everything. It comes from who I am. But it wasn't until I could connect with my truth and my audience that it flowed. When I connected with Lisa, I realized Lisa has the strategy and the resources and the tools that can help my listeners, my audience, have the tools to learn the importance behind it, the strategies behind it. And that's why I love what Lisa is doing, because she comes from the marketing background. She has taught me so much in the 2 months that we've been together that she's going to blow everyone away on this call, because it doesn't have to be hard.
Oh, I love it. Let's take a short.
It doesn't have to be, and that's what I
know.
I love about Lisa.
Oh my God! You know, part of it, the part of the reason it's hard is because we don't know what to do, and you know that's why it's been hard for me. You know, I do very well speaking, and I can't even imagine some of the things that come out. Benny grabs the what comes out of my mouth, and he grabs them on clips. But when it comes to writing, it becomes a little bit more difficult for some people. When we come back, we're going to talk about why that might be, and Lisa's going to share some tips for us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transform your life.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to up-level their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Linda Joy, Lisa Mannion joining me here today. Linda, let's start out with you and then Lisa. Would you please let people know what you're gifting our listeners today? Linda, please let them know about Aspire Magazine.
Well, Pat, as I've been doing for many years, in 2009, I launched what Aspire is. I guess you could say Aspire has a spiritual mission, too, and that is to give away 100,000 subscriptions to Aspire. And people can't believe that after 7 years, we are still a free publication. That's my mission. So what we do is you just claim your free subscription at missiontoinspire.com, and we are blessed to be supported by amazing conscious business visionaries, healers, who will offer you a free downloadable gift. So I think right now we're about $3,500 worth of gifts with every Aspire subscription. And on top of it, you get inspired 6 times a year when we deliver the digital issue. So you just go to missiontoinspire.com.
I love it. And by the way, Linda's been doing this since the day one that that magazine went digital, day one. And Lisa, take a minute if you don't mind, and talk a bit about this upcoming call, this May 8th call.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to invite everyone to join as we have a really deep conversation and talk about how to find your voice and make a difference, and specifically how to create marketing messages with integrity. So we're really talking about this new marketing model that is much more inviting and in alignment with the energy we want to align ourselves with, I guess is the best way to say it. So I'm going to really be sharing tips that I've learned, challenging the industry standard, really, because it hasn't felt good to many of us. So marketing is much easier. And on the call, I'm going to share a lot of tips and tools that you can apply right away, including some tips to get crystal clear on who you're meant to serve, and also 3 key foundational pieces that must be in place to truly succeed. Now, I can't reveal what they are right now, but I will reveal them on the call. And I do want to say, though, when people sign up for the call right now, you get immediate access to my copywriting action plan. And remember, copy is the written part of all your marketing material. So this is full of my juiciest tips to create marketing materials that will really resonate and help make writing much easier to you. And I've actually been told I should not be giving this away, that I should be charging for it. But again, in the spirit of being of service, even if you read this plan and you just want to work on your own to create your message and it helps you, I'm happy. If you want to work with me, that's a possibility too. But really, I want to make sure that people sign up for the call, get this free juicy information to begin marketing with integrity, claim your free copywriting action plan to improve your own writing right away, and that's it.
Well, I love it. I've already downloaded my copy of it. So, and I want to just recommend to everybody that, you know, most of the time when we get these offers, you get a document and you think about it and you think, wow, you know, is this really going to help me? You will be blown away by what Lisa has put together. So go ahead, sign up for the call, and then you will automatically get some amazing insight through what Lisa has put together. You know, let's talk for a minute, Lisa, Linda. You know, I want to talk. I mean, this is going to be sound a little weird, but I want to talk about the potholes that each of us have stepped in since we decided to come out there and be entrepreneurs in terms of our message. And the reason I think that I want to talk about that is because I think it's really important, at least for me, to say, you know, I haven't done this perfectly. It's such a process of learning. And the model that you talked about, Lisa, the old paradigm, I would love to give our listeners specific examples of it, because sometimes it's in front of us and we don't even know what that old paradigm is.
That's a really good question. I'll throw myself out there and be very vulnerable.
Me too.
When I first started studying with marketing experts and gurus many years ago, the first thing I was told is that I needed to create an information product to make money. And that sounded really good, because I thought, wow, if I just create an information product, I can just kind of sit around and magically my computer is going to generate money. And we're talking, this is 10 years ago, right, when I was just starting out. Well, I created an information product based on some really good information, but my intent was not in the right place. Even though it was going to be of service to people, that wasn't why I decided to do it. I was putting this information together to make sales, because that's what a guru told me I needed to do. So first of all, energetically, it was out of alignment, and the title was horrible. I mean, I wasn't always super awesome at coming up with my own titles, and I think it was something like... Four proven techniques to recognize, correct, and avoid the most common marketing mistakes. It was a really long name. It didn't sound that great at all. And what happened was, I put all this time and energy into it, and it did not sell because it wasn't created with the right intention. And it was created in that old, antiquated marketing model.
You know, I love sharing these stories. I love sharing this, because I know each of us has gone round and round about some of the things we've done. I mean, let me just, and I don't know about you, Linda. You and I have talked about this for a really long time, Linda. You and I really have done this alone. You know, we've started out this journey kind of thinking we could, you know, we do. The idea of collaborating, you know, kind of came to us at about the same time. But can you go back, Linda, and remember what it was like when we were kind of on this path and we weren't really collaborating or asking for help from other people?
Oh, yeah. There was a period of time that I think a lot of us in the conscious business, spiritual teaching realms, we didn't know how to reach out.
For one moment,
because of what you two were just discussing, I want to express something when you asked about Lisa about the old paradigm and an example.
Yeah.
Do you know how many women coaches, and this is just coaches that I had in mastermind circles in different ways that I've met, that have used gurus?
Yes.
Package marketing system in a box thing. And what happened is, to me, is the old paradigm, because they would express to me, after they did everything that the guru said, that they were left so disconnected from their truth, from their business, and from their mission, that some of them walked away. And what I want to share about that is, they lost connection because they were trying to use a model that was not authentic to who they were and who they are as a person, which goes back to Lisa's, the old paradigm that Lisa just shared. But that is the end result. I can say there's two women especially who are so gifted at what they do, but said, well, if this guru system is working for so many, I must not be meant to do what I'm here to do because it's not working for me.
Mm.
And I wanted to shake them and say, it's not working because it isn't the truth of who you are. And I'm hosting this call with Lisa because she gets it. She's the only one I found that gets it, that it's about integrity and authenticity and finding your own voice and not fitting into a box. So I wanted to just express that because that's the end result. This conscious business owner is walking away from their business because they are feeling so disconnected from how they have to market it. But there is a new way, and Lisa has it, and she's been sharing it and honing it, and I am excited about May 8th. So now I'm going to get off my excitement passion box and let you guys jump back in.
Well, you know, I'm going to make myself a little vulnerable for a minute. When I first started this, I think almost all of the listeners understand, you know, how I got started. And I really got started in this very divinely accidentally, I call it now. You know, I transposed an 800 number and ended up at some internet radio station, and nobody was listening to internet radio in 2003 at all. And I didn't hang up, and I pulled out my credit card and I bought my first hour of radio, and I'm still on that station today. As a matter of fact, you know, we had a record high listening of view of close to 100,000 people for 1 hour the other day. And but my heart knew. Here's what I learned, Lisa, and maybe you can help on this. Because we didn't have, or I didn't have a model, I went through a series of ups and downs. And here's what I've learned. Every sponsor, every host we bring on Transformation Talk Radio, and every sponsor that we bring on the Dr. Pat Show, every single one of them, it is a personal selection by me. Even though I have a great sales team, now they know the kinds of sponsors. And there is no external or additional financial benefit that I receive to endorse them. And what I mean by that, I learned early on that people want you to come from a place of truth and integrity. And if you bring on a sponsor that's paying you every time you sell a product of theirs, that is not something that anybody believes. So we don't do any affiliate work with our sponsors. You know, we don't do it. And I've had radio people tell me, you're crazy. You could make tons of money. It's not the money. It's being true to our listeners and feeling that I could wake up every day in integrity. But for a really long time, you know, you work within what you think the model is. And honestly, it's the same guru, Lisa, that's telling you about the copyright that it was telling me about radio. But these are the things that you learn. And the listeners told me early on, how can we really believe you believe in a product if you are filling your bank account through the back door? So we don't do that anymore. It's that level of authenticity that the listeners have been phenomenal teachers to me and all of the people on the show. And so when we come back from break, we're going to talk about what does it mean to speak from the heart? How can each of us have the find what it takes to take the next step so that we can take our message out into the world? And I got two of the best on the show today. Lisa, Linda, we'll be right back.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I love that, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Linda Joy, Lisa Mannion joining me here today. For those of you, I'm going to mention it one more time. May 8th, there's going to be an incredible call. Heart-centered entrepreneurs, that's you. How to find your voice, make a difference, create marketing messages with integrity. The way to sign up for that and get the amazing free download, Lisa's powerful copywriting action plan, just go to www.writeoncreative.com, and it's W-R-I-T-E, right on, creative.com. /integrity. It'll take you right there. And as soon as you sign up for the call, then what will happen is Linda Joy and Lisa will be on that call. Then what will happen is you will receive, as Lisa has said, it is a powerful document. It's a powerful, powerful document to help you learn what it means to craft the message that comes from the heart. Lisa, I want to talk with you. Before the break, I shared a little story that, by the way, has pretty much, you know, frustrated different sales folks we've had here on the team. You know, and recently I had to take a stand again to say, no, we're not going to bring that sponsor on if, in fact, their model is contingent upon how much affiliate money I make. We're not doing that. That didn't feel right for me. It has never felt right for me. And we don't actually have to do that. But how does one find that place in their heart so they know that something is either right or something's out of line. I mean, I couldn't put my finger on this for a really long time, and then I got clear about it.
You know, it really is based on your values, Dr. Pat. It goes back to your intuition, actually, which I know might seem counterintuitive in business, but we really do need to use that, especially when we are conscious entrepreneurs and we're there to make a difference. So I relate to that very, very well. I'm not a numbers person. I call the people that are on what people call the list my community because they're people. They're not numbers, right? So you have to do what feels good to you. And it's interesting that you shared that story because I actually was featured a while ago on the Creative Spiritual Revolution on Soul Art TV and was heralded as one of the best-known copywriters for spiritual entrepreneurs. Shortly after that, I was contacted by a gentleman who wanted me to help with copy. He had a product that was not even close to being in alignment with what I believed, and he said, hey, I hear you're the best of the best for spiritual copy. Can you infuse some spirituality into this? No. No, I cannot.
I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. I know. I thought it was funny, too. But seriously, how ironic is that? I think people are not getting it. So clearly, he had created something just to make money. It was all based on making a dollar, not of being of true service. And especially, it certainly wasn't coming from a place of value or integrity.
Well, you know, I mean, this is why I love, I have to tell you, I learn something every day from the listeners. I learned something every day, whether it's an email. I actually ran into one of our listeners. I'm going to give a shout out for one of our listeners. I won't mention any names, but I ran into one of our listeners at the doctor's office yesterday. And, you know, had been listening to the show for years. And they're very, very clear about what they like and what they don't like. I get information all the time. And we're actually going to be, as I said earlier, we're going to give the show a facelift. And that's because we're being called to the next vibration of things, Lisa and Linda. And our job is to get clear about what that is in service of our listeners. So
that makes so much sense. And
yeah,
that's exactly why yeah. I am so excited to help people find their voice to make a difference and to learn how to create marketing messages with integrity. Because universally, planetarily, the vibration is changing. We are being called to step up and play a much bigger game. And it is all based on our values and integrity and doing the right thing. And that has to carry over into marketing. And we have to change what's being taught because it's just not working the way it used to. Yeah. Not saying that it can't work. It can for a while. And some people will probably make some money. But if it's not built on that integrity and on those values and on authenticity and on truth, it's going to blow up.
I don't know how much longer that old style is going to work because people are looking for hope. You know, they really are. I had the opportunity to interview Joel Osteen. We're going to be playing that interview here. I had the opportunity to interview him a bit back and talk about hope. You know, it's very difficult to come from a place of hope and at the same time guilt and shame somebody into doing something. That is pure manipulation. It is the narcissism in marketing, if you don't mind me saying. Now you're getting me fired up here.
Oh, it's so true. It is so true. I mean, I recently had a conversation with a client I was telling you about, and she was being coached to really hit those pain points, and you're not really bringing up all these issues for people enough to come in and solve the problem. And I was horrified, and I had to share with her. I said, you know, first, the problem agitate solve formula you're being coached to use is an antiquated formula that's both manipulative and turns people off, men and women alike. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Nobody wants to have someone poking at their pain and then moving them through this manipulation to make them choose to purchase something or to do business with you. I mean, that just... ick. I mean, I don't even have a really great word for it. It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't. It is ick. And you know why you and I know this? Because we have paid, maybe not you, Linda Joy. I have paid thousands of dollars early on to these exact people you're talking about and ended up firing most of them. And actually, you don't fire them because you give them your money. They're up front. So you actually walk away. And didn't learn after the first two times. But what you're talking about, Lisa, and this is what I think you and Linda will be talking about, is finding out who you really are and loving that person so much that when you bring your voice to the forefront, it is such a resonance. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, because you have to start from a place of self-love, and then you can overcome the fear to gain that courage that you need to declare who you're here to serve and what you really want to put out into the world so that you are contributing to the greater good.
Exactly, and I want to jump in for one moment. When you guys were speaking of that paradigm, think of it this way. Those that use the old paradigm are still based in the, and I'll go a little spiritual energetic right now, are still based in the fear and lack. In other words, I have to do whatever it takes to make this sale and to manipulate. They're not looking for relationships. They're in the fear, and that energy leads them to be not in an integrity, where the new paradigm is about, I want to serve. I want to be in relationship with you. And if it's meant that I can serve you and one day you will buy my product or services, then I'm honored that you are here. But let's get to know each other and be of service to each other. And
I love it. And that's why we call it the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio family. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the show. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transform your life.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.